Dasky, Hollywood Pony here on ChadRobuckle.com. Just going to do a quick little mini podcast. Don't really have that much to say, but I just wanted to do it, you know, because I hadn't done it in a couple days. Didn't want people to think I was slacking off. Oh well, didn't want them to realize that I'm slacking off. It's raining today, raining like crazy. I was hydroplaning all over the place on the highway tonight. When it doesn't really rain a lot in LA, but when it does, it usually tends to come down like crazy, and there's something with the ground can't absorb the water, so it get all sorts of crazy floods, and that's, well, I mean, you know, concrete can't really absorb water, so I guess I'm kind of an idiot. Should have expected to be hydroplaning. Went to Vegas this weekend. I lost money. Not really that surprising. I never really win any money. I've heard that that's my fault, though, because I'm so negative, I bring this bad luck upon myself. I don't know if I believe that, but I don't know if I don't believe that, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of introspective tonight. I know this is, like, really low energy, but I'm also just kind of trying to be a little quiet, because my friend who's staying here isn't feeling too good. So, you know, I'm just trying to be mellow. This is my mellow voice. Yeah. What's up? Hey, how's it going? It's pretty fun. It's good to see Bordeaux. Friends drove out with my friends Ross and Yuri. Let's say the highlight of the trip was probably the first night we were doing karaoke in probably the shittiest karaoke bar I've ever been in my life, but apparently they don't allow swearing because Bordeaux said some words during his song. And they cut the power on him and turned his song off and had his security take him off stage. So it's pretty funny because apparently they're uptight about that, or at least this guy who was doing the karaoke was. And keep in mind, he was dressed like a leprechaun at the time. And I would say my favorite quote was when he started getting angry and yelling at people that they better not be mocking him. You know, said the short, fat guy in the leprechaun suit. And yeah, I mean, let me be clear. This is a full-on leprechaun suit with the pants and the hat and the jacket and everything. So, anyway. So I drove out there with Yuri and Ross. But I actually flew back on Southwest. Had this 8:30 a.m. flight. So I basically went to bed at 5, woke up at 6, went to the airport. I actually managed to sleep a little bit on the plane. Came home and slept. And the reason I was originally flying was so that I could get back in time to go to my class, but was suffering the effects of exhaustion, so I wasn't able to do that. So kind of pointless. And besides, when they drove back, they hit snow, which I would have liked to see. I haven't seen snow in a while. Especially in California. I think it would just be kind of weird. Not a big snowboarder. So I was a little jealous of that. Had a class show tonight. Went well. I mean, it was a class show, so I'm not going to overanalyze it and beat myself up for not being funny enough or whatever. But, you know, it was fun. It was good to get up and perform. Hadn't done improv in over a year. In a public forum like that. Want to give a shout out to my buddy Matt Offerman for coming to see me. I didn't actually even invite him. He just showed up because he's taking the same class, and he's in a different class. He's in the same level, and he knew about it, so he decided to be a good sport and come and support me, which I really appreciated. And hope he wasn't too bored or disappointed in me. That's about it. Just going to sign off. and keep it short like that, rather than drone on and on about my day. Pretty uneventful. Apologize. And hope something exciting can happen to me so that I can give you something to listen to. That's not just me droning on and on, like I said, and repeating myself and, you know, doing these 10-minute outros. So, anyways, have a good night.